Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Welcome to the journey. It's your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on part 3 of the devotional that we've been talking about on embracing God's good. Today we're going to talk about embracing God's good love. Man, I tell you, God's good love. What can I say about that? Our scripture we're taking from is Romans 8:28. It says that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. To them who love God. Now watch this. It says to them who love God, which is specific people. You have to understand that when you start to develop a love for God, then automatically things that are pertaining to God are all a part of what's working for your good. That I shared yesterday about everything. Nothing is wasted, and nothing is used that when you're not a part of God. When you're a part of God, that everything that is connected to God, everything that's connected with God, is being used. And so now we go even deeper. We're talking about the elements of the love towards him. And so love towards God is like a relationship. You literally become blinded by who you're with. You know, you ever just been in a place of love and you were just consumed by the presence, the essence of the individual themselves. It was no longer about the different flaws. This is kind of what happens with us a lot of times, is that, you know, we fall in love with God and then we lose our reality of life. And I don't mean that in a negative way towards God, but I'm just saying that it becomes an amazing place. And it's like, okay, it's almost intoxicating to a degree, because now it's no longer connected to any pain, and there's no longer any other cares, and the other things that truly used to matter don't matter at all, because I'm in love. Oh, y'all been in love. Somebody, y'all know what I'm talking about. Being in love, and that I can't wait to talk to that person the next day, and I think about that person every day. I'm talking about real true love. And so this true love that we develop with God and these places that he takes away our cares and concerns of this world, and his love, our love towards him, causes us to no longer consider the things that we were once in love with in the earth, if I can say it that way. When our love towards him really begins to shine and shone, it becomes, okay, God, I'll do whatever. That real love place, like, oh, I'll do whatever to stay with you. I'll do whatever to keep you. I'll do whatever it takes to make this work. I'm doing everything I can. If you ever been in a relationship that you wanted to work, come on now. You wanted it to work so bad that you went all out of the way, you know. You start exercising, you start eating right, or you start, putting in the extra time, because whatever was needed for the relationship to stay healthy, you know. What, when you really love God, do you consider the effort that you're putting into the relationship? Now, I'm not on here to condemn anyone's relationship, because you know how you are with God. Okay, this is between you and Him. But when you start to look at the question that I just asked, have you put in your maximum effort? Is the question. Have you considered everything, every option that it takes to make the love place that you have for Him work? The frustration of love, the excitement of love, the irritation with love. Come on now. Love is just not always a feel-good place. But oh, if you could just do this way. But God says, my love is unconditional, and my love has its standard. So God says, if you gonna come love me, I'm gonna love you unconditionally. But I want you to understand that even in my unconditional love, there's still a condition that comes with it. Now don't judge the statement, because God's gonna love us regardless. But the relationship that we have, God says, why would you want to change the conditions of this unconditional? Because my place with you is always gonna be, God is saying. My place with you is always gonna be. And I'm not here to so much change your love, but I am here to present an unconditional love that when you fall short in this relationship, I'll be right there. Because our conditions will cause us to feel like it's unconditional. That's what I'm saying when I say that. Our conditions will cause us to feel like God's love is unconditional sometimes. We know that He loves us regardless, but when our conditions come in and get involved in our love place with God, we start to feel like, you know, maybe God don't love us as much as we thought. Maybe it's something else, but it goes back to who loves God. And God is saying that if you love me, trust me. He said it. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. He asked Peter that. He said, do you love me? He said, feed my sheep. Do you love me? God saying that yeah, my love is unconditional, but I still, if it's all right with you, it's okay that I still have a standard in how you love me still. I know I'm going to love you unconditionally. But that's what anybody, though. Nobody's just going to say, oh, I'm just going to love you. You just do whatever you want to me. And never anything changes. Never anything is done differently to predicate the love. And God says, He says it in His own ways that I love you. Yes, I love you unconditionally. We love unconditionally, but we're not going to get run all over. We're not going to continue to hurt people's feelings because we love the way we love. God's love is beautiful because, yes, He does love us unconditionally. Yes, He loves us with the innermost parts of Himself, an everlasting love. Love, a love that continues to bring forth a great place within Him. He loves us the way He does because He's showing us that, listen, conditions may change, but I don't. But I'm still not going to be as connected to you because the things that we do don't keep the connection of the relationship close. See, it's a relationship. And in a relationship, the things we do make the relationship better or worse. But we say we love for better or for worse. But when they start to get worse, God, this is powerful for me. When things start to get worse on our end, God doesn't change his love. But what happens is the love that we feel towards God begin to change towards him, because our conditions change our love towards him. God's love hasn't changed towards us, but our condition changes our love towards him. He's unconditional. He changes not. He's not flexing in any different way in the way that he changes. He assures us that he loves us. And watch this. He even in his love towards us, he says he loves those that he chastens. But we talk about our love for him right now. And so when your love towards God begins to yield its places, we have to consider that not to allow our situations to affect our love. I didn't fall in God. I didn't fall in love with God because my situation was so bad. Always. I fell in love with God because different things that my situations did brought me to him. Come on now. But once my situation brought me to him, now I had the choice to decide if I wanted to stay with him. Decide whether or not the relationship was worth keeping, even though my relationship got better or worse. Many times people, they leave God because their situation gets worse. They stay with God because he does good. But then that goes back to what we define as good for us. And is that God's good for us? That love place is genuine that he has for us. That love place is profound, the one he has for us. But we have to make that same place of love for him. And we can never love him like he loved us. But we can give him the best love that we have. The best love that we have in serving him, in honoring him, in respecting him, in obeying him, in walking with him, in learning how to yield to his voice, learn how to serve him to the best of our ability. See, these are love gifts that we bring towards God. These are love places that we give to God. These are love places that we present to God to show him, hey, listen, I'm right here. I'm right here with you. I believe in you. I serve you to the best of my ability. These are the things that our love places bring with God, that bring in when we come to God, that we have to consider. I love him. And I'm embracing this love that I have towards God. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to love God in such a way that everything else diminishes. The value of everything else becomes less and less as I begin to learn how to love God more. Woo. The more I love him, the less everything else matters. Marvin Sapp did a song that says, "Nothing else matters but seeing you, Jesus." Marvin Sapp put his love towards God to a place that everything else became secondary. Everything else became unimportant. Everything else became less valuable. And when you love him to that place, then you can live in him. And you can live with the good that he gives. You can live with the good that he gives when you get to that place of loving God. That God, everything you do, I know you're doing for my good. Everything that you do for me is to bring about an expected end. That even in the places where you bring infliction, where you allow infliction, you're still doing it in love. You're still doing it for my better good. That even in the areas where you deny, you're still doing it for my better good. Even in the areas where you won't finish or complete, that I want you to complete, that you prolong, you delay. God, you're doing it because you're doing it for what's good for me. And sometimes, as the old church says, we'll understand it better by and by. Some things about God's goodness will always lead to a place that causes us to change. It causes us to repent. It causes us to become better, and it brings us out of ourselves. God's goodness always brings us from ourselves, always brings us from our abilities, our actions, our ways. God's love and God's goodness is always abstracting us from our way of doing things. That the way we love God, God says, that's good. I appreciate that. But let me bring you into the way I want you to love me. And I do that through the different tests. Abraham, and then I'm done, y'all. But God tested Abraham's love. If he was going to be willing to give his most precious gift up, then here's a note. When you have to sacrifice your most precious gift for God's love, what will you do? Now, some people may say, oh, I'll give up anything for God. But listen, Abraham had to give his son up. He had to sacrifice his son, y'all. His only son. He had to give his son up. His life. His son's life. Because he said he loved God. When you say you love God, you have to think about that for just a moment. How much do I love him? And what is the price tag for what my love for him will be? Because it could be a relative. You may have to give up a relationship. You may have to give up something that's very, very valuable to you. But you love him. Well, God, why would God ask me to give up something so valuable? Because God says that if you love me, I'll have no other God before me. God is always wanting to see how much do you love him. Like you say you do. And it ain't because he don't know, but it's because we don't know how much we love God until, and that's good, we don't know how much we love God until the thing he asked for the most becomes the price tag for his love for us. It's your boy, Journeyman. We'll talk to you all soon. Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, aka Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on The Journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.